This is Betty Turnell speaking for the Decatur Public Library. Our guest today is Mrs. Kerwin Johns. Mrs. Johns has agreed to tell us something of her life in Decatur.
I, Eugenia Ewing Johns, was born in Decatur on September the 8th, 1887, and have lived here all of my life, excepting several years away at school and many extensive tours in the United States, Canada, Mexico, and so forth, and two European trips, which were for 7 months by ship, not just for a week or 10 days by airplane, as is so prevalent these days. As to some of the things I remember about Decatur, in my youth were the corn carnivals. Mm-hmm. We children loved those. The fire department races with horses and trucks on West Prairie Avenue. Riverside Park and the Natatorium, many people remember that, where we children took swimming lessons. A little later, I attended the Wood Street School when Miss Mary French was the principal, for whom it is now named. And our sanitary drinking water supply was a bucket and dipper used by all. Then I attended the old high school, graduating in 1903. Among the distinguished early residents of Decatur, whom I knew and remembered well, were Dr. and Mrs. H.C. Johns, my husband's grandfather and grandmother. After retiring from medical practice, Dr. Johns devoted his time to farming and cattle raising. In 1852, he helped to organize the Illinois Board of Agriculture, and in 1856, he and two men from Springfield were sent by the Illinois Breeders Association to England for investigating and securing cattle to bring back to this country. They brought the first shorthorn cattle to Illinois. He built their lovely home on John's Hill on 160 acres of land where he farmed and raised cattle until his death in 1900. Mrs. Johns, Jane Martin Johns, was very active in civic and social affairs all of her life until her death in 1919. She traveled extensively, and at the age of 85, in 1912, she wrote a delightful book entitled Personal Recollections from 1849 to 1865 about early years in Decatur and the Civil War. A limited number of copies were published by the Decatur chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution. She continued to live in their John's Hill home until her death. Other distinguished residents of Decatur who were friends of my family and whom I remember were Mrs. Oglesby, Mr. and Mrs. Milliken, Mr. and Mrs. Orlando Powers, my grandmother's brother, Dr. and Mrs. Penhaligon, and Vice President Adlai Stevenson, not a resident, but a frequent visitor at our home, being a cousin of my father, Charles Adlai Ewing. Some of the beautiful mansions, which are no longer here, were those of Judge Race, W.R. Race, Orlando Powers, J. Pedicord, A.T. Hill, Samuel Powers, and last but not least, Reverend Fielding Ewing, my grandfather, where I was born. In those days, we had good train service to Chicago, St. Louis, Detroit, and elsewhere, and I don't remember being snowed in or having a complete blackout. It would not have been so serious for us then, because we had no electricity until I was grown, and a large furnace to keep us warm. Lamps and candles and fireplaces added to the charm of living, but now I prefer electricity and a gas fireplace to coal and coal oil these severe winter days. Now,
thank you, Mrs. Johns. You have given us a very vivid impression of older times in Decatur. You have been listening to the reminiscences of Mrs. Kerwin Johns. This is Betty Turnell for the Decatur Public Library.